Though dogfighting practice, like parade ground drill and military bands, is a leftover from an earlier form of warfare that still serves a residual purpose, the next phase of DARPA's ACE, or Air Combat Evolution Project, belongs firmly in the future, for it will require the piloting programs to control two planes simultaneously. Also, these virtual aircraft will be armed with short-range missiles rather than guns. That increases the risk of accidental fratricide, for a missile dispatched towards the wrong target will pursue it relentlessly. Tests after that will get more realistic still, with longer-range missiles, the use of chaff and flares, and a requirement to deal with corrupt data and time lags of a sort typical of real radar information. The point of all this, putative Top Gun should be reassured, is not so much to dispense with pilots as to help them by a redistribution of cognitive workload within the cockpit, as Colonel Javasek puts it. In theory, taking the pilot out of the plane lets it maneuver without regard for the impact of high G-forces on squishy humans. An uncrewed plane is also easier to treat as cannon fodder. Still, most designs for new fighter jets have not done away with cockpits. For example, both of the rival European programs, the British-led Tempest and the Franco-German-Spanish Future Combat Air System, or FCAS, are currently optionally manned. There are several reasons for this, explains Nick Colosimo, a lead engineer at BAE Systems, Tempest's chief contractor. One is that eliminating the pilot does not provide much of a saving. The cockpit, plus the assorted systems needed to keep a human being alive and happy at high altitude, cabin pressure, for example, contribute only 1 to 2% of a plane's weight. A second is that even AI systems of great virtuosity have shortcomings. They tend not to be able to convey how they came to a decision, which makes it harder to understand why they made a mistake. They are also narrowly trained for specific applications, and thus fail badly when outside the limits of that training, or in response to spoofing by adversaries. An example of this inflexibility is that at one point in the Alpha dogfight trials, the organizers threw in a cruise missile to see what would happen. Cruise missiles follow preordained flight paths, so behave more simply than piloted jets. The AI pilots struggled with this because, paradoxically, they had beaten the missile in an earlier round and were now trained for more demanding threats. A human pilot would have had no problem, observes Chris DeMay, who runs the APL's part of ACE. AI is only as smart as the training you give it.